What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And, boy, you talk about misery around the world here. Out there in California, they're still dealing with the wildfires, the Santa Ana winds, and these deliberate power outages, which are reminding everybody of two factors: why electric cars are useless when the grid goes down, and the fact that the solar panels on your roof are useless when the grid goes down. Much interdependence there. Apparently, a gentleman who was on an oxygen machine in his home died when PG&E just arbitrarily shut off his neighborhood. So the governor is saying somebody's got to be held responsible, which is an easy thing for him to say here. By the way, while everybody was distracted by the fires and the power outages, Governor Newsom signed 15 gun control laws, including red flag laws that are so onerous. Even the ACLU is out there saying this is a terrible threat to civil liberties. There was this story the other day, schoolgirl at school made a finger gun gesture like this and pointed it, and they arrested her, took her away in handcuffs. She's charged with a felony for a finger. Now, if you're my age, you probably remember that, you know, growing up in school, you're playing cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians and, you know, tend at shooting at each other. So this is really kind of over the top. And apparently, over at the Blacklisted News, they've got this article where it seems like we've set up this school-to-prison pipeline, and apparently 30,000 children under the age of 10 have been arrested and sent to prison since 2013. You've got children as young as 6. Talk about living in a police state. I remember when I was in school, the worst that could happen to you is you get sent to the principal's office for paddling. That was it. So now you get a permanent arrest record, your fingerprints stored in a database. We are. We're a police state. We absolutely are. All righty, a little bit of news from the world of science. We were talking last week about how our solar system actually bobs up and down in the galactic plane, and that every 30,000 years or so, it sort of goes through this very dense level, and you see a lot more activity coming down from the sky. And they had another big one over the weekend. This one was in China. And apparently it was bright enough where it just literally turned night into day. Got it on all kinds of security cameras. It was bright enough to cast shadows. And they're saying there's one freeze frame of the video could easily be mistaken as being taken in broad daylight. Now, fragments from this meteor have not yet been found, but they assume that they probably will be. Okay, getting a little bit of news here about Dr. Gilbert Levin, who we've had on our show before here, and maybe in response to that ridiculous comment by the NASA administration that they may have an announcement about life on Mars. They're just not sure we're really grown up and adult enough to know about it. Well, we already went through that experience with the Antarctic meteorite that had microbes in there. But apparently, Dr. Levin published an op-ed in Scientific American in which he says, yes, we found indigenous Martian alien life all the way back in the 1970s. Of course, he's talking about Viking. And I'm definitely on his side on this one, and not just because I worked on the mission. The data is compelling. And NASA's decision to not go with it was based not on science, but on politics. We're getting all these members of Congress, you know, with heavy religious constituencies. My constituents out there are saying there can't be life on Mars because it's not in the Bible. And if it's not in the Bible, then it's just not going to happen. Well, there's a lot of things not in the Bible. I mean, they describe the planets as objects to be sacrificed. And we all know there's a little bit more than that here. And, you know, Gilbert Levins, he's absolutely right. They found positive evidence of indigenous microbial life on Mars. And we know that to be true because the evidence that NASA relied on to say, no, you didn't, came from an experiment which subsequently was found to be flawed. That's the GCMS, the gas chromatograph mass spectrometer, which was destroying organic molecules faster than they could be detected. And a lot of scientists around the world have looked at Dr. Levin's data, and they said, yeah, this is exactly the result we would see. So I would love to see Dr. Levin, you know, be vindicated. It's long, long, long overdue. Speaking of events in science history, over the weekend, Alexei Leonov, who was the first human to walk in space, passed away. And it was an interesting story because of the design of his suit. First of all, the legs in the seat were all rigid. There were no hinges. The problem was because of the pressure inside the suit, it began to stretch while he was outside the spacecraft. And he just had a terrible time getting back in. He had to keep lowering the atmospheric pressure inside his suit so it would shrink back down and he could get back in, which took a lot of courage to do, and he did it. And apparently he spent his post-space years as an artist and just had all these paintings about being on the moon and everything. And I got a strong sense looking at some of his artwork that he was inspired by Chesley Bonestell, who, if you live in Los Angeles and you go to the Griffith Park Observatory, there's a lot of Chesley's artworks all over there. All righty, let's talk about some computer stuff here. Apparently, the Apple Safari browser is sending some user IP addresses to Chinese conglomerate Tencent by default. And there's all this talk here, this China bashing going on. About how, you know, the NBA bent the knee to China. And, you know, bad China is out there wanting certain things here. So Apple has appeased China by hiding the Taiwan flag emoji, ignoring U.S. lawmakers when choosing to ban a Hong Kong protest safety app. Now it's been discovered that Apple, which often positions itself as a champion of privacy and human rights, is sending some IP addresses from users of the Safari browser on iOS to Chinese conglomerate Tencent, a company with close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Everybody's spying on everybody on all this stuff. All righty, here's a question. How bad is Catalina? And we're not talking about the island 27 miles across the sea. We're not talking about where Natalie Wood was killed. It's the latest version of the operating system for their high-end iPads. And the headline is kind of weird. It's almost Apple Maps bad. And they're certainly right on that one because I made the mistake of putting an iOS 13.1.2, the golden cut, onto my iPhone. And around here, I need to use that mapping application and the GPS. I got Apple Play in the car to find our way around. Otherwise, I can get lost. So over the weekend, we had to visit a neighboring city. And I tap in the address where we're going. And this thing is just taking us through all these back roads. And I'm telling Claire, there's something wrong here. First of all, I don't like the new interface. I don't like the fact that it keeps moving around. I don't like the fact that whatever you're currently playing on your music system overlays the map, because I'm having enough trouble seeing the map as it is. But we noticed on our way back home, it put us on the proper turnpike and got us home in an amazing amount of speed. But it's terrible. And apparently over in Cupertino, they're saying they've got this low bar for code quality, and it's getting lower still. And it is. It's reached a point where, you know, how do you learn how to trust your machines? Your laptop, your iPhone, the iPad, they're unreliable. It's become very unreliable. Okay. Apple iTunes and iCloud for Windows have been hit with a zero-day exploit that apparently installs ransomware, and it's using this vulnerability affecting a little-known component that comes bundled with Apple's iTunes and iCloud software for Windows to evade antivirus detection. And apparently it is something related to the Bonjour updater. And again, there's so much of this computer crime out there, and the government just very obviously doesn't seem to see it as a problem. Now, given that Kaspersky Labs identified the Equation Hacking Group as actually part of the NSA, I have to wonder how much of this hijackware, ransomware, cybercrime, identity theft, is really just another way for the government to loot the public, because they're desperate for money. $22 trillion in debt? Wouldn't be the first time a government predates on its own people, plunders its own people. And that seems to be what's going on here. And that's why we don't really see anything being done about this problem here. Alrighty. Apparently, security researcher Malware Hunter Team discovered a scheme in which an attacker created a fake company that offered a free cryptocurrency trading platform called JMT Trader. I think I've heard about this one. When this program is installed, it will also infect your machine with a backdoor Trojan. You know something? I think it's time for a new operating system. And I don't, Linux obviously is coming on strong. People are getting sick of Apple products. They're getting sick of Windows. I know I certainly am. I honestly miss the days when computers were fun to work with. Now, I know that Apple is out there pushing Apple Pay. What's the new way to pay and scam with your phone here? Here's a really interesting story. Actually, kind of tragic. Daily Mail over in Great Britain. There was this woman who bought a £1, 50-cent bus fare with her iPhone, and then the iPhone battery died. And she couldn't prove to the ticket inspector that she had paid for the ticket. She got hit with a £476 fine and a criminal record. Another good reason to stick with cash. All righty. There's an activist group out there called Extinction Rebellion. And right now in Great Britain, they're causing a big ruckus over the issue of global warming, that the government isn't doing enough to save us all from this broiling world, which certainly isn't broiling around here, I have to tell you right now. But apparently, they're paying their protesters. This is not a grassroots movement. And protesters have received payments of more than £200,000 since the beginning of the movement. So it's all manufactured. Somebody, you know, people need work. They need money. Yeah, here's some money. Go on down to the corner, hold the sign, and scream and yell a lot. Well, okay, fine. This is going to work. Now, Nevada becomes the first state to ban most pre-employment pot tests. So if you are a marijuana smoker, that's obviously going to be good news. It's kind of funny. I was at the local CVS a little while ago, and I noticed on one of their shelves in-home drug testing kits, and we're talking about illicit drugs. Like if you think your kid is on something they shouldn't be doing, you can drug test your own kid. I think that's a little intrusive. I'd find that a little scary. Seems to be where we're going. All right, we've got a caller on the line. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple of things, Mike. Didn't Clinton's impeachment kind of revolve around the word is? And then isn't Trump's impeachment revolving around the word though? Sounds a little bit like the Kabbalah is working in here. I don't know. Anyways.
Well, the meaning of is was just a dodge by Bill Clinton, to try and, get out of trouble, because he was actually impeached for lying under oath and obstructing justice. And so he tried to say, well, I wasn't really lying. It all depends on how you define the word is.
Yeah, I kind of looked at Clinton was telling the people in power that he knew what the cabal was. Anyways, as far as computer security goes, as far back as 2000, like, the first thing I do with a new computer is I remove the security. Norton antivirus, I rip it out, and I've never used it, and I still bank online. I've never had any trouble. My tax returns mailed to the wrong address.
You're very lucky.
And I've never had any problem. And, as far as this malware goes with DC, I'm wondering how much, like you said, this ransomware could be a hoax or a scam or a way for organized crime inside government agencies to steal money from the taxpayers. I just can't imagine how our government computer systems are getting hijacked by hackers and then holding them ransom until the city pays out money. You know what?
Yeah.
It's I don't buy it, Mike, because it's too hard. These systems are closed systems. You know, like your power grid system, like Xcel Energy, you can't break into Xcel Energy unless you extort the password from somebody that works there. You cannot hack it because it has brute force security. You try three or four times and it locks
you out. It's air-gapped. It's air-gapped,
but I'm just saying, I think this ransomware is organized crime inside the government, and they're getting taxpayer money, or it might not even be happening. It's another hoax for people to sell computer security. I don't know, but it just seems a little
easy
for people.
That they're definitely I know people who've been hit by ransomware, including my younger brother. Okay, so anyway, okay. Rick, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we have another caller on the line.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about Syria, but real quick, I want to talk about, I don't know if you talked about this yet, this place in the UK called the Tavistock Clinic, which is a
yes
clinic, yeah, that transitions children to from a boy to a girl. And but Mike, you know, I'm thinking about them, like, so the neoliberal ideal is like either throw your kid in the garbage can, have him aborted, or if the family, the parents, don't like him as a boy, they bring him in and get some treatments on him to make him a girl. This has nothing to do with the child. It's the parents are sick. That's what I came down to. The parents are ill to where they don't like the puppy. They're going to exchange it for a cat. That's what I see that as. You know, it's just a
yeah.
sickness, you know, and I'm looking at this clinic, I'm like, a clinic to transition over. I mean, it's almost like a science fiction, could be a science fiction movie, you know, where you bring your baby in to get like the DNA adapted or something, you know. It's a sickness. It's actually a selfishness, you know, like you don't like your TV. You know, I'm bringing
yeah.
it back to get a different TV. Because it's not the same. It's not the TV I wanted, you know. So
yeah.
But You know what I mean? It's definitely a sickness of the parents and the mentality of the morals, the moral fabric of like a society, basically the West. Because is there any clinics like that? Does anybody know over here, like in like California or Portland, Oregon, or you know what I mean? Do you know if there's any clinics in California like this?
I honestly don't know, but I would not be surprised. Because apparently there's money to be made doing this. I mean, you've got Chelsea Clinton's out there saying that it's perfectly acceptable, possible rather, for women to have beards and a penis. And we know that a lot of this gender transitioning surgery on adults is being done in these clinics. The question is, at what point does sending a child through this process become child abuse?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Chelsea needs a beard, okay?
At least she got a decent nose job.
And all right, so Mike, I want to move to something like that's even more serious. It's this whole Russia, Turkey, Syria thing. And by the way, Syrian tanks have hoisted the Russian flag on a lot of the tanks, which is like
okay.
Could be two signs. Either.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're with Russia, or don't hit us because we might be like Russian tanks, you know. And
could be. I mean, there was an incident earlier today where American forces were fired on by Turkey. Turkey's insisting it was an accident. But you know, our kids got shot up by the Turkish forces.
You know, we're not going to do anything against Turkey. See, we're in a tough spot now. By the way, Trump didn't move them out of Syria. He just moved them out of a part of Syria to another part of Syria.
Yeah.
They haven't left.
And it's like a couple of hundred.
Yeah.
It is always, yeah.
Well, Mike,
so
I'm curious.
I'm really...
The area they moved them out of, is that like where the oil is? Because Syria could start to rebound if they're allowed to like get their own oil back. And not be taken over, because I know it's in that part of the country, right? Like the
it's in the northeast.
So, but Mike, you know, a lot of this has to do with also is, I believe, the Belt and the Road, and also the you know, somebody called earlier on your show about this alliance and the alliance. See, now the alliance is the more the U.S. like I know Mike Pence just put. They put more punishing sanctions on. So they're pushing Turkey even further into the orbit of Iran and Russia because
yes.
Turkey, in that part of the world, they don't like that stuff. They look at that
as
a friend.
And you know, Turkey is insisting they're going to buy that S-400 missile system.
But they just slapped the face of the Turkish people, because that's the way they look at things over there, like that, you know, as not
okay.
slapping Erdogan, but as the, you know, the Turkish people themselves. So, I mean, but I that's what I believe, though. It's part of the Belt and the Road. The United States is trying to create a wedge, you know, Mike, one of your other listeners also mentioned, like, Trump sent 3,000 troops to Saudi Arabia, so we're not getting out of the Middle East.
No, we aren't.
But, Mike, you know, there's something going on also because Putin just went to Saudi Arabia and he had a lot of business discussions. So there is something moving that we just don't know all the pieces because it's a geopolitical chessboard game,
yeah.
You know. So is that kind of odd, though, Putin went to Saudi Arabia at this particular time in history? That's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones to Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to totally disagree with you when you said it's intrusive for parents to do the drug testing on their child. When did parents become afraid to parent their children? It's their responsibility to check and make sure that everything is the child is safe. And it's not on drugs. And could, if they find out that they are, they can help them. I don't think that's intrusive at all.
I understand that. It's just, to me, it is a symptom of a society where everybody is spying on everybody else. And I don't think that can be mentally healthy. And I'd be worried about what the reaction of the child would be when he finds out that he's being given a drug test by his parents. I mean, you know, it's one thing when... Sorry?
I don't think that's spying on your child. That's being a good parent. You know, I just totally disagree. I had a case where a lady, a neighbor of mine, her son got into satanic stuff. He had brought home a satanic Bible and different things. I said, let's get all this stuff and burn it while he's gone out of the, you know, he's out of the house. Oh, I'm afraid to do that. He might run away. he might run away. I says, okay, well, you're not going to do it. You're going to leave the satanic stuff here. Fine, you know, you'll still pay the consequences. And later on, the kid did run away and got in with some very bad people. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying that just us burning that stuff would have helped, but it would give him an idea that this is wrong. Just kids are not autonomous.
Well, we've gone away.
We are.
We have gone away
from
the point.
We lead the children.
Laura, we've crossed the line from your being concerned about a child taking illegal drugs into a difference of opinion regarding religion. And I think that's a very dangerous line to cross, because just because it's a satanic Bible, he's got every right to read it. And I'm sorry that, to me, you're not showing that child the respect by saying, I trust you to know what's going to work best. And I think that's probably one of the reasons we're seeing so much bad behavior from children, is they're going postal. I mean, they figured out all those years ago, these postal workers who were shooting up their coworkers, there was just too much pressure being put on them. They were being spied on way too much. You know, kids are nerve ends all over. They need, you know, a certain degree of privacy and freedom. They need to, I think, know that their parents are trusting them. If they don't get that, they're going to go in a bad direction.
I'm just not gonna agree or disagree or anything with you, because I just think it's totally okay to do that. Make sure your kids are. I raised good kids, very good kids. They knew right from wrong, right from the beginning. They knew their dad and I wanted the best for them. We'd do anything to assure that they would get the best. So, okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, you've got it, and we're going to switch over to Lenny in California. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's on my mind is Dustin called in a few minutes ago, and what he's speaking of is called the Tavistock Institute in Sussex, England. I have been studying these people for a long time, and they think they have the right to set the agenda for humanity. Okay, it works with the British MI4 in particularly, and they think they have the right to set the agenda for humanity. And if they think it involves a lot of psychic warfare and with drugs included, and if they think they can program you to going back to where quote unquote mankind according to Darwin was on his all fours at one time, they'll do that. Depending on how strong the mind and the soul of the human is. Okay, so this is a lot of these agendas that are being set, that humanity versus humanity, are being set right there at the Tavistock Institute in Sussex, England. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Now,
my question is why? What is their agenda? Why are they doing this?
Because you got some people who think they're above humanity. They think they're special to the world. Okay. I mean,
well,
you know, you had one called Hitler.
George Soros.
Yeah, exactly. And he's right out of that same cut, same mold. But going back to what you said about just a few minutes ago about Turkey attacking the U.S. troops, that was reported last Friday,
on
all the major news networks. It didn't hit any of the U.S. troops, okay, but it came close. Now, what I found interesting is that, you know, there's this big talk about ISIS being freed from the prisons over there. If the truth be told,
yes,
the same United States, Great Britain, Israel, NATO, all of them that supported ISIS and sent them into Syria, as they sent them into Libya, as they sent them into other countries, okay, they were once called freedom fighters, if you remember, by all the major press.
Yes.
Now that they're getting their bus kicked, okay, now they're genociding the Kurds, okay? But here's the thing. We can't have it both ways, okay? Either they're ISIS once and for all, but they can't be freedom fighters when it's to certain people's convenience. That's the problem I have with it.
Well, it all depends on what direction they're pointed.
Yeah, and at the time they're being pointed. But let me say this. Joe Biden made a statement today that Trump did not even bother to consult his generals before he decided to pull out of Syria. And quoting Joe Biden, who does that? Who conducts foreign policy like that? Well, Joe, let me answer that question for you. Obviously, someone who thinks that they can't afford to tell the generals, he can't trust the generals to tell them what his next move is going to be. And as I said to you last Friday, there were negotiations going on. All of a sudden, I don't know if you noticed this in the media, in the foreign media anyway, as the foreign press is fleeing Syria as we speak, because none of them had credentials to be there in the first place. They were there under the protection of the U.S. But
yes.
Now it's being reported that Syria and the Kurds have reached an agreement.
Yes.
For the Kurds to be brought into autonomy under Syria, which it should have been done in the first place. If Syria
yes.
hadn't gotten greedy, but one more thing. Let me say this other thing. Now, it was reported in the IsraelNationalNews.com by a prominent member of the Knesset, Ayelet Sheikh. She said, and this was on October the 9th, 2018, she said, a Kurdish state is in Israel's interest. My
yes.
question is, what about a Kurdish state being in the Kurds' interest? Why does everything have to be in Israel's interest?
Oh, you know, in American politics, everything is always what Israel wants. Israel's got
exactly.
a total lock on our government. They have for generations. And, you know, whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. I mean, it's kind of absurd out there, but that's exactly what happens here. And it may be that, Israel is going to find some way to get these wars going again, because they don't want peace in the region any more than the military-industrial complex does.
Well, they can't afford it. So the question goes back to who really fired those two submarine missiles to hit that Iranian tanker? Who would find a prominent time, a perfect time, and to try and create more stress between the nations over there? But, you know, as I said last week, everything is just falling apart everywhere, because if you look even at the Tunisian elections, which happened last night, the anti-establishment candidate won by 72.9% of the vote, and he's a big supporter of the Palestinian state.
Yes.
So you can look for more trouble to happen over there, too. And so, anyway, I just wanted to let Justin know, but people should definitely look into the Tavistock Institute. A lot of the evil that's been perpetrated on humanity comes from the very evil scientists that work within that institution. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
All right, you got it. Thank you very much for your phone call here. And getting on back to some other stuff that's coming on, people are already starting to talk about this coming expose by Project Veritas about CNN, and they're saying it's going to be a real barn burner on that one. Apparently on Friday, we're going to get the Inspector General's report. And apparently it will cover more than the FISA crimes. So, now for those of you who are getting ready to do your Christmas shopping and everything, Amazon is now offering Prime customers free one-day shipping on items that cost as little as a dollar in a bid to drive conventional retailers out of business. And unfortunately, because of where we're currently living, we have to take advantage of Amazon and eBay. This is a cute little place to live, but it's like, you know, 20 miles to the nearest Walmart. But apparently commercial drone delivery is starting to upset a lot of people, not because of the packages, but because of the noise. You know how noisy drones are. Okay. Let's see. Another article here about how ABC News aired gun range footage from 2016 and then lied to their viewers saying it was Turkish forces slaughtering innocent Kurdish women and children. So ABC is out there trying to demonize the Turks and build sympathy for the Kurds, which means, you know, we've got so many players in all of this. Alrighty, so back in 2004, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton proclaimed marriage is between a man and a woman. And boy, have they changed since then. Really is kind of... And I don't get the LGBTQ agenda. I understand people have different lifestyles they wish to pursue, and that's all well and good. But this is being promoted. This is being sold. I'd like to know why. Is it just another election year distraction? Keep us all so muddled up and fuddled up that we can't pay attention to what we really should be paying attention to, which is the economy and the wars. Okay, so, pardon me. New law allows Florida teachers to carry guns inside the classroom. It's a good idea. I mean, doesn't it just make common sense that somebody of ill intent coming up to a school is going to say, this is not a gun-free zone? Some of these teachers are armed and trained to shoot back at me. You think they're still going to go inside? All of these mass shootings happen in these gun-free zones, which basically, it's a shooting gallery. It says everybody's disarmed except the guy who wants to carry out the murders. Okay, Giuliani says keep your eye on Romania. Apparently there's more Biden corruption there too, as well as another country he has not named. So we'll see what happens with that as well. Alrighty, I'm going to be reading a couple. We're almost at the end of the show here, but I'm going to be reading a couple of texts that my wife sent me because... And here we go. Okay, so here's what we have going. Matt Taibbi is saying we're in a permanent coup. And he's absolutely right. In a permanent state of coup d'etat, we already talked about the central bank warning about gold will be necessary to restart the global economy here. Morgan Stanley makes the observation that 28% of the U.S. population has a FICO score below 650. And that's pretty bad. Not too surprised about that at all. Morgan Stanley also came out with that story yesterday where they said that right now consumer spending is about the only thing holding our fragile economy together, and that the banks and retailers have to find some way, literally force Americans to borrow and buy more. It's just insane here. Okay, this was the one about this Kansas girl, 13 years old, charged with a felony for making a gun-like hand gesture. That really is amazing. Apparently, Hunter Biden has quit the board of directors of a Chinese private equity firm. This guy made so much money all over the world while daddy was VP. All right, Trump orders full withdrawal from northern Syria, warns sanctions on Turkey ready to go. Amazing here. There's a new book out called Locked Up, How the U.S. Criminal Justice System Has Become a Prison Industrial Complex. And it really has. It really has. I mean, those factory prisons, they're an industry unto themselves. And that's exactly what they were doing in Nazi Germany. That's what all those camps like, you know, Auschwitz and everything were. I mean, you're told they were death camps. They were slave labor camps. The people were put into those camps to make war materiel to support the German military. So we have exactly the same thing going on here. Turkey conducts offensive in Syria for fifth day amid growing pushback. And Putin is saying he hopes there will be no new Cold War, says Russia won't be dragged into another arms race. Oh, all right. There's the music. We're going to take a commercial break here, and we'll be right back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women,
America, welcome back to our show here. And apparently, according to Press TV, Syrian army is moving units north to face the Turkish invasion. They are now being supported by the Kurdish fighters. So this thing could still turn into a major war between Turkey and Syria, and hopefully we're going to see cooler heads prevail. But this doesn't seem to be an age of cool heads, does it? Really, really doesn't. Anyway, the Yemenis warn about retaliatory attacks on Saudi Arabia. They're out there with their new toys, their drones and so forth. Press TV is reporting the U.S. is taking advantage of Saudi's weak military capability. And yeah, they are. The Saudis have not demonstrated much of a capability. Whatever was used to attack that refinery, it just blew right past all their defenses. Get the United States to send more of the same thing that didn't work before. And to nobody's surprise, the FBI and NSA are caught spying on American citizens illegally again. I'm watching you all the time. Avol. Alrighty, so, been a development over there in Iran. As you know, the situation there has deteriorated rapidly since Donald Trump unilaterally pulled the United States out from the P5 plus one Iran nuclear deal in May of 2018, following it up by slapping Tehran with a series of tough banking and energy sanctions, which did not improve their attitude. Now, I think Trump did this at the insistence of Israel, which, not satisfied to merely deny Iran nuclear weapons, which Israel has, should be pointed out, they wanted Iran to destroy their long-range non-nuclear missiles to make it easier for Israel to go on in and bomb Iran and not have to worry about something flying back the other way. The Iranians refused, and Trump pulled things out. Well, the situation is about to get worse because Iran is now setting up and getting ready to use what is called the new generation IR-9 gas centrifuges in its nuclear activity. These were not mentioned in the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The whole new design uses uranium hexafluoride as a feedstock. And so basically, they're going back to being nuclear. And that's going to make the situation worse. Over in Hong Kong, the police have been targeted with an explosive device. And apparently, Breitbart is now reporting that Trump's former Russia aide, who will testify in the impeachment probe, has now been linked to Christopher Steele. It's curiouser and curiouser. Okay, there's the music. It's time for me to get the heck out of here. And remember, there's a substitute host today, Steve Elkins, for the John Stadtmiller show. So stay tuned for that. And have a good evening. And I'm going to go home and get warm. Oh, man. Oh, man.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.